Shane McElhattan is here with what it says in the papers.
As the day of destiny dawns in the United States, the papers are dominated by coverage of the presidential election. Ours to lose. Donald Trump's declaration to his supporters last night is used as a headline by several of the papers. Anticipating a high level of interest on this side of the Atlantic, it's a case of take your pick among the papers with hour-by-hour guides as to how the night will unfold. Keith Duggan in the Irish Times voices the fears of many with his headline, Election Day Arrives Amid Fears Nothing Will Be Resolved. In the same paper, Michael Brendan Doherty writes that Donald Trump represents a rebuke to the post-war consensus in American politics that freer movement of people, goods and capital across borders will bring about the most good. That fate thrust on a man such as Trump, so weighty a project, is either a cosmic joke or divine judgment, he concludes. The floods in Spain continue to draw the attention of the Irish newspapers. Trapped in a chamber of horror is the headline in the Irish Mirror, describing how police are scouring submerged underground car parks in Valencia in a bid to find more victims. One clue as to why there's so much focus on the tragedy here is in how many of the titles today tell the story through the eyes of Irish expats living in and around the stricken city. 22-year-old Leah Plunkett features in both The Star and The Mirror. The Independent tells the story through Christine Connolly. Floods can't sweep Valencia's community spirit away, declares Emily Crowley in The Examiner. It's an easy city to fall in love with, she writes. The architecture is stunning, the food is delicious, the beaches are clean. And, more than anything else, Valencia prides itself on community values. Those with a fear of heights need to pick their way carefully through the papers today. The Daily Mail has a photo feature on actress Lily James in training for filming a sequel to the 1993 Sylvester Stallone movie Cliffhanger. The main photo is of the actress hanging upside down on a vertical precipice with no stand-ins or stunt women in sight. The vertical theme is carried on in many of the papers, with reports on what an inspection of the Cliffs of Moher walking trail discovered about the risks that visitors are taking. The Examiner reports that the inspection found visitors not only ill-equipped for the conditions, but ignoring the warning signs, and in one case, a humanist wedding taking place literally on the cliff's edge. The Mirror reports that the review was undertaken by Sport Ireland last August after two youngsters fell to their deaths at the tourist spot in July. There's coverage in most of the papers of the announcement by Stardust survivor Antoinette Keegan that she is to stand in the upcoming general election in Dublin Fingal East. She's standing for the National Party, described as a far-right party. Finally, those Oasis fans who shelled out big money to bag tickets for the Gallagher Brothers reunion tour, and who may have been nervous about the possibility that the brothers might not make it to the tour without another volcanic falling out, may be reassured by The Sun's lead story, which reports there's a safety device built in to the tour plans. "Be here now or you won't get paid," is the headline, over a story that promoters have drawn up contracts, stating that Noel and Liam will not get paid until the tour kicks off, in case the notoriously volatile pair fall out beforehand.
Shane, thank you very much.